I would say this week we have the great privilege to read Parshas Noach. And of course, center stage in the Parsha is the episode with the Mabul, the episode of the flood. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Noach, and this is the beginning of Perek Zayin. Perek Zayin, Pasuk Aleph, chapter 7, verse 1. Vayomer Hashem Noach, bo ato v'chol bischa el ateva. You, together with your whole household, should come into the teva. Ki oscha ra'isi tzadik lefanai bedar hazeh. Because Noach, I have seen you to be a great tzaddik in this generation. So at first glance, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving Noach a very simple directive. Bo, ata v'chol bischa el ateva. Come into the teva. There is a beautiful teaching of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, where the Baal Shem Tov says, teva doesn't just have to mean ark. Teva, he says, also means a word or a letter. He says, teva mashmo'a gam milo. A teva also means a word. So says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, what does this mean? Ze remesu, sha'adam tzarech likaneis l'chol teva mitevos ha'toda, v'atfilos b'chol kochosav, o b'chol imach ivarav, v'chol beischa b'mesiras nefesh. The Baal Shem Tov says something absolutely amazing, that in addition to the simple command for Noach to enter into the teva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us a dramatic lesson. V'yomer Hashem l'Noach, bo ata v'chol beischa el ha'teva. The teva is not just the ark, representing the letters, the words of Torah, of tefillah, that when you daven and when you learn, bo'ata v'chol beischa el hateva, insert your entirety into the word. Don't just go ahead and when you daven and when you learn, don't have part of yourself in it, part of yourself out of it, but when you engage in a spiritual endeavor, when you engage in tefillah, when you engage in Torah, commit your totality towards that endeavor. Engage in it with your entire essence. Bo'ato v'chol beischa. Bring yourself, bring your entire essence into that tefillah or into that Torah experience. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh teaching us something dramatically amazing. That sometimes our religious experiences are not all that impactful because we're not entering into it with the totality of ourself, with the totality of who we are. So again, we know this, even at the Baal Shem Tov say, we know this, a person davens, and I could fulfill the halachic obligation of davening by saying the words, I'm present, I'm there, but I'm not really there. I haven't entered into the words. I haven't committed my mind, my heart, my soul, my body to that endeavor. A person could learn, I'm sitting at a shir, I'm sitting with a chavrusa, and I'm there, I'm looking at the words, I'm understanding, I'm ingesting the concepts, but my mind is elsewhere. My mind is elsewhere. My heart is elsewhere. I'm focused on other things. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh teaches us that if you want your davening to be meaningful, it has to be bo'ata v'chol beischa el ha'teva. I have to enter into the words. I have to commit myself to the experience. You want your learning to be meaningful, then it's bo'ata v'chol beischa el ha'teva. I have to commit myself in totality to that experience. We live in an age of multitasking, and whereas multitasking could have many benefits, one could accomplish more things, it's hard for us sometimes to turn off the multitasking aspect of life and recognize that there are some times when you're not supposed to multitask. When you're speaking to your spouse, you're not supposed to multitask. When you're speaking to your child, you're not supposed to multitask. When you're speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the medium of tefillah, you're not supposed to multitask. When you're learning the Ribbono Shel'Olam's Torah and committing to Him through that beautiful mechanism, that beautiful prism, you're not supposed to multitask. Says the Baal Shem Tov, that's the meaning. Bo'ata v'chol beischa el ha'teva. When you engage in the spiritual pursuits of davening, of learning, try to commit your entire self to that process. Enter into the words. Enter into the teva in totality. And don't have your mind, don't have your heart and anything else. Of course, it's much easier to say these things than it is to actually do it. But at least sometimes in life, you have to start with a desired goal. You have to start, sometimes you have to start with the finish line in mind. I know what I want. I know that I want a davening experience that is bo'ata v'chol beischa el ha'teva. I know that I want a learning experience that is bo'ata v'chol beischa el ha'teva. I know that in general in life, I want my spiritual experiences to be all-encompassing. That when I connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the medium of tefillah or through Torah, I know that if I want it to be meaningful, I have to figure out a way to enter into that experience in my totality, to minimize the distractions, to take away the multitasking, and to commit myself to the beautiful spiritual initiative and endeavor at hand. But the Lubavitcher Rebbe raises an interesting question. He says, there's another statement. The other statement is, say min ha-teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Noach later on, leave the teva, exit the teva. So ask the Lubavitcher Rebbe, so what do we do with that? Here the Baal Shem Tov expounded so beautifully. Bo ato v'chol beischa lateva means enter into your spiritual endeavors with absolute unequivocal commitment. Don't be distracted. Don't be distracted. Whenever you're going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, try to the best of your ability to allow your entire self to enter into those words, to enter into those letters, to enter into that initiative. Okay? But a couple of psukim later on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, same in ateva. Leave the teva. So which one is it? Ask the Lubavitcher Rebbe, according to the Baal Shem Tov's interpretation, how do you understand that? And the Rebbe says something so beautiful. The Lubavitcher Rebbe explains that in fact, these are the two parts of the human condition. That at first, a person has to be bo ata v'chol beischa lateva. A person has to make themselves spiritually strong. A person has to figure out a way not just to have spiritual experiences, but to create for themselves all-encompassing spiritual experiences. The type of spiritual experiences that are fully immersive. Bo'ata v'chol beischa el ateva. I'm not just going to daven. I'm going to enter into the words. I'm not just going to learn. I'm going to enter into the words. But says the Rebbe, you can't live your life inside the teva. At a certain point in time, it's tzimin ateva. You have to leave the letters. You have to leave the words. Why? Says the Rebbe so beautifully, in typical, beautiful Lubavitcher Rebbe style, because you have to share it with others. Listen to the words of the Rebbe. Kilomar, Reishis kol tzarech Yehudi lashkias atzlo besoch ha-teva detoro tefila. V'lios sham meshach zman shal shana temima ha-koleles besocha kol shinui ha-zman ha-mefsharim. So the Rebbe says, first, a person has to spend significant amount of time inside the teva, inside the words. You have to make yourself a spiritually strong person. How do you make yourself a spiritually strong person? By trying to the best of your ability to making all of your spiritual experiences fully immersive ones. But then, yesh biyado hakoach la'avoda ditzei min hateva. Then you go out of the teva, take the spirituality that you have amassed, and go and influence the people around you. And go and influence the world around you. Go out of the teva and become an ambassador of the Ribono Shel Olam. Says the Rebbe, this is the meaning, the double meaning of the Baal Shem Tov statement. Life is this incredible dialectic. Each of us has to spend time bo'ata v'chol beischa ala teva. We have to spend time in fully immersive spiritual experiences in order to make ourselves stronger spiritual people, in order to make ourselves bastions of spiritual light. But you can't live your life in the teva, because if you live your life in the teva, you're spiritually strong, but you're not doing anything for the other. You're not doing anything for the world, and therefore there comes a time, tzemin hateva, take the light, take the energy, take the spiritual power that you have amassed. Go out of the teva and help build the world around you. Help build the people around you. Become the ambassador of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Take the beautiful spiritual energy that you have amassed and go out and make a difference in the lives of those around you and in the world around you. This, between the Lubavitcher Rebbe and the Baal Shem Tov, I think becomes the mantra of the Jew. Bo ata v'chol beischa el ha-teva v'tzei min ha-teva. We have to devote a significant amount of time to building ourselves up spiritually so that we become holier people, we become better people, and so that we have the ability to influence the world around us as well. May we be zochem yirtzeh Hashem to allow ourselves to have fully immersive spiritual experiences. May those experiences build us up, make us so beautifully spiritual luminescent. And may we be privileged to share our light with those around us and with the world around us. Wishing everyone a beautiful day, a guten Erev Shabbos, and a restful Shabbos Kodesh.